and I believe they've got the around 40-something in that.
Uh-huh. 40 deep.
Now, yeah, but they're not. One set of three is, they alternate.
Oh, I see.
And I don't know how many serves at one time, but they do the big ass.
Yeah, but okay, what is your husband's name?
John William Will.
And he is from?
Wilcox County.
Wilcox County. Mm-hmm. How old is he, ma'am?
He will be 69 the 12th of next month. He was born 1908.
Okay, 1908. December 8th.
How old is he, ma'am?
And, let's see.
He was, that was 1908. He was born on the 12th.
Oh, December 12th. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm glad you caught that.
And,
and let's see, how much education did he have?
I don't believe he got about the fourth grade.
And he farmed all his life.
Yeah.
He was telling me he worked for the state for a little while.
13 years.
That was after. I mean, just recently. He retired from the state?
Oh, yes.
Farmed
all his
life.
See, after the children all left, he decided that he couldn't farm by himself. And I got contrary. I said, I really had never been able to housekeep like I wanted to. And I said, now they're all gone, and if you can't, you know, take care of the farm. I'm going to take care of the house, the yards, and so forth. And if you can't take care of the farm, I might as well hunt you another job.
Well, you know,
he couldn't have either, really, my dad said.
He was telling me he rents out some of the land right now.
He rents it all.
Oh, all
the tendable land.
Oh, Well, you know, and that's, how many acres is that?
About 63 acres of tendable land. And the rest of it is in wood.
Do y'all ever sell any timber?
We haven't sold any timber in years.
But you did it one time?
Yeah. Sure did.
Okay, what is your address right here?
Fitzgerald.
Okay, what is the mailing address? That's what I need.
Fitzgerald.
But you did address right here.
Okay.
Code number is 31750.
317. You know, like, I didn't know. Okay, like when I mailed a letter to you.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I should put Fitzgerald. You know, before the box number or not.
I didn't know.
I still don't know if I put it correctly, did I?
I don't know if it makes any difference. I use the same and then the box number.
That's what again?
Right.
Yeah, but I didn't know how that went. And I asked my wife and she really didn't know. She said, well, I guess it's this way.
It doesn't differ. I don't know. Just so you get it on there where they...
Does
that's what I always do.
That's
Well, that's correct and all.
Does the box number mean like at the post office?
No, this is your box number right here.
Oh, that's box the rule route.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Does the box number mean like at the post office?
No. It goes to the post office, but
it's
picked up by the postman.
Okay. Well, I think that's all of that information that we need. I'm going to stop.
Nice, and then all...
It was.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. And if you were someplace two times, you'd say that I've only been there...
Twice.
All right, and would you name the months of the year?
That's right.
Starting with Jan.
Well...
January.
You say name the month.
Yeah.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, December.
Okay, and the one where Thanksgiving is in...
November.
Sure. And then the days of the week.
Seven.
Yes.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. And how would you greet a person about 10 a.m.?
Monday, Tuesday, would you say good morning?
Okay. And then, now how late would you use that? How late in the day?
I'd prefer to leave.
Okay, and then.